Ray, you said he went to the doctor. He must have noticed something strange going on.
He did. And this was before the accident. He went to a doctor for whatever reason, and he had these quirks in his skin. It's kind of like when you see a horse or a dog trying to fumble off a fly. They kind of have the ability to make their skin just kind of move in a certain area of their body. We can't do that as humans. But it was happening to him. These little twitches that come at different places, that's how he noticed that something was different. Then he went and did other diagnoses, I guess, and they found out.
How did he handle that?
Well, he didn't tell many people for quite some time, wanting to study himself what he's faced with. I'm sure that he told his personal family, immediate family.
Did he keep it from you, too, for a while?
Oh, yes. He didn't say anything in the company. Of course, I'm gone. Charlie's out. He had a lot of other things beside himself to think of. How do we rebuild the executive staff? Finally, when I guess he was comfortable in delivering a message and comfortable with a time frame and what it does to you, he had a party at his house, and nobody knew what it was for. Maybe his immediate family did. There was a couple hundred people there, and this was not his birthday. It's not Christmas, you know. So he gets up and he says, "I've got this. I'm going to beat it. I need your help, your prayers." And I think he lasted 4 years. The last two was horrible. It was something that nobody would want to go through. The disease affects everybody differently. It can affect one person's arm and not affect the rest of the body. He got it everywhere.
Including his lungs?
You know, I can't say that I know exactly what it got, but basically it gets every piece that you have, where eventually every organ in your body, if you want to stay alive, is being faked somehow.
Mm-hmm. He didn't let it keep him from being out socially, because I remember there was a function and he was in the wheelchair. And then he had what we call the puff and sip system, where he was able to communicate on a screen.
Yes.
What his thoughts were.
Yeah, the man who invented that still has ALS, and he's had it for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's some sort of technology with computers that he looks at a screen, and the screen has the computer board as we touch our fingers on, the ABC, and he looks at that with his eyes, because that's about all that was functional, and he could type out with his eyes the message he's trying to deliver.
Yeah. And I think it was kind of a tuxedo night. He even had his tuxedo on. I mean, the fact that he would want to be out social like that, he was a very obviously outgoing, sociable man anyway, but that he'd want to do that is remarkable.
That was his nature. He was a fighter. When he got challenged, he'd do everything he could to overcome whatever that challenge was.
Yeah.
That was his personality.
Must have been tough for you to stand by and watch this happen to him.
Oh, yes. I mean, he was my best friend.
Yeah. And the two of you had built that company through all those years. And to see him, and so young, it would have been 57 or 8 years old when it hit him, since he died at 62. So he was in his late 50s.
Yeah.
Think how young that was.
Yeah.
And you were 6 or 7 years younger than him.
I'm six.
Six
yeah.
years, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then the end comes for him. Were you near him? Were you with him when that happened, when he died?
No. They basically didn't want many people around.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was his family's choice or himself, but most people couldn't go see him.
It's one of the most horrible diseases mankind can ever have.
I agree.
Be trapped and frozen in that body and not
and
be able to move.
You still have your brain.
Right.
It's the opposite of Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, yeah. You lose your mind,
yeah.
But you keep your physical.
Right.
So you don't know what's happened to you in Alzheimer's, where you know ALS, what's happening, all the time. If you ever had a choice, those are two bad choices, but I'd probably take the Alzheimer's because you don't know as a person. And that's why Alzheimer's is very difficult for the spouses or the caregivers.
Right.
Not to say that ALS is any better.
Yeah. When Ray dies, leadership was already in place. He made sure that happened.
Yes. Ken Lackey came in as the CEO. Ken is a very stabilizing person. He didn't know the aviation business, but he knew people skills, banking, and keeping things together. He did a very good job in waiting for the next generation to take over the business. So he was kind of their mentor. Now they're in place. He's still chairman of the board, but he's not active in the company anymore.